The following presentation is a production of 92.5 XTU.
Philly's Country Station 92.5 XTU. This is Jordan Davis. What a great year you've had. Two huge songs.
Yeah, man.
Millions and millions of people have been streaming your records.
Yeah.
Two number ones?
Two number ones. Yeah.
And now you got a new song that you wrote with your brother, Slow Dancing in the Parking Lot.
Yeah, or Take It From Me is with Jacob. This one's with a buddy of mine, Lonnie.
Oh. I thought the new one was written by your brother.
Yeah.
So, that's great.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty special to have one. That was a goal of ours to have a number one song together when we moved to town. And now we can check it off the list. So,
who came in Nashville first? You or him?
He did. He beat me by a little bit, almost 2 years.
And when you came here, did you live with him? Like, did you try to, like, be roommates?
I didn't. He had just gotten married, so there was no moving in with the bro and new sister-in-law.
Yeah, that would have been a disaster.
Yeah, that would have caused some... I don't know if we'd have had that song if I'd have moved in with him.
Did you share a room when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah, until we went off to college.
Yeah, I'm sure that there was a couple of head beatings going on over the years.
There were some fights going on.
Oh, yeah, and you don't want to live with the newlyweds.
No.
Oh, man. So... this year's changed your life, Jordan.
It has, man. It has. It's been, can't think of a better start, you know, with the album coming out and the first two singles off of it, having the success they've had. I couldn't draw it up any better, man. Super blessed. So,
did you think it would come this soon, or did you think you'd have to work a little harder at it?
Not at all, man. I did not think it would roll out like this. I don't know if I could have worked any harder at it. We still busted pretty hard, but it is cool to see that work pay off, you know. So
now, are you keeping the notebook of new songs as you go along here? I know a lot of people, like, will, instead of going out and having a good time or partying on a bus, they'll have songwriters along with them. Are you guys setting up time to work? So if you're on the road, you work it all the time?
I mean, like, you know, it's the last time we were out, we had – my brother was actually out with us and a buddy of ours, and we wrote – I think we had a 4-day run. I think we got 5 songs. So it never stops, man.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, are you doing anything at the show this weekend?
Not doing anything at the actual show. We're playing a show tomorrow night, playing a show on Saturday night. But I'm just going to be there as a fan on Sunday. So I'm looking forward to it.
Are you walking the red carpet?
Yeah.
Did you pick out an outfit? We're men talking outfits.
I know, right? I don't know what. I'm wearing just a basic suit. I let other people do that for me. I just kind of show up, throw it on. And
you trimmed your beard up a little bit.
I did, man. I'm trying to keep it. It's getting a little hot, man. It's starting to get summertime, so I got to keep it trimmed up.
Will you ever shave it?
I think it won't ever be as big as it is now. But
if Gillette or Schick offers you $1 million, you got to say yes, because ZZ Top wouldn't.
This thing's gone.
All right, this is Jordan Davis of Philly's Country Station 92.5 XTU here at the 54th ACM Awards.
Check out more of our podcasts at 92.5XTU.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.